Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is this Sixers changes or Hugh Douglas changes? We'll figure it out.
You know what the sad part about this is, man?
A lot of sad parts, yeah.
I wasn't high. I hadn't been drinking. I just went home and went to sleep. But guess what's going to happen today? Are we getting high today?
That's why you got the orange gummies for the draft party. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jenner. All right, coming up at 12, we'll talk to the voice of Philly, Scott Fransky, for a Fransky Friday. I heard through the grapevine Scott was wondering if I was going to be freaking out today. Yeah, I don't think I'm much freaking out as I am. I'm upset.
Asked me if you were going to be jumping off a bridge.
Yeah, well, then
I'm pretty sure he
yeah.
don't want to talk to us, though.
Well, it's not Scott's fault they're not scoring.
But he's a stand-up guy. Yeah. You know, it's like he's always been a stand-up guy, but he's just like, oh, these slappies right here.
Yeah. I got to talk to those slappies at 12. Listen, it's not Scott's fault, but he's got to answer the questions about the Phils. He'll join us coming up at 12. At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to Broads, Hunter Brody, about the Puck It Up draft party tonight.
He's pretty excited about the draft.
Broads is off the walls. Yeah, he's got to give us his. I want from Broads. I know he gave out some of his names a couple days ago with the afternoon show. I want the guy, though. Like, who's the guy they got to come out of the draft with tonight? We'll talk to Broads coming up. Try Day Friday. What snacks we bring to Broads' draft party tonight? Hugh now has keys. So you can get there. All right, a lot to talk about. First, before we go back to the phone lines of the Phillies, and is Topper starting to lose you here as the manager of this team? Let's talk about the Sixers. So last night they draft another, I would call, winning player, non-loser, Johnny Broome out of Auburn, who was the SEC Player of the Year, one of the best players of college basketball. Now, we could probably be real about him. He's not a super athlete. There's a reason he fell to the second round. I'm not expecting him to become a superstar. But I do like the philosophy here, which is they're drafting winners. They're drafting non-losers. They're drafting guys that play like dogs instead of guys that dog it on the court. Hugh, I really feel, I know yesterday you were concerned about the presence still of Embiid and the presence of Paul George. Hugh, I feel like the Sixers are changing their culture right in front of our eyes. Are you buying it?
Nah.
I knew it.
No, because I would love for these young guys to develop. I really would. But I don't think that they're going to be allowed to, especially when you talk about B.J. Edgecombe and his on the offensive side of it, because I feel like we're still going to try when Joel Embiid is out there. We're going to try to run the offense through Joel Embiid. They're not going to allow these young guys to take over because of, you know, for a bunch of different reasons. Number one is the money thing. You know, Joel Embiid's making a ton of money. And if he comes out there and you know, he looks like he's healthy, then what else are you going to do? We've seen this team and how it looks when the offense runs through him. Granted, he gets hurt, but we've seen that. So that's what they're going to do. So it's going to probably stunt his growth. He's here to be help on the defensive end in the short term.
Well, and he will be in the short term. I think Hugh forgot about yesterday? The Weenie scale we tried to explain to you.
The Weenie scale.
The scale is tipping. They got more winners, winning kind of players here than losing kind of players now, or at least they're trying to, right, with McCain and Maxey and Edgecombe. I like all of them, and I think they're all going to help change the culture here. And then you bring this kid in. Again, I'm not going over the top at a second-round pick. I mean, it's a small chance he becomes something significant. Sometimes they do. I mean, some of the second-round picks become big players in the NBA, but this guy was a winning player. By the way, he was near the top of Jolly's big board. Is Jolly now the number one basketball guy at WIP? Is that what's going on here? He might be. I mean, he loved this guy.
That gets me turned on.
Yeah, well, I didn't need to hear that, but I did. So, look, they got Johnny Broome last night. I like that pick. The other thing that is huge from this week is that they avoided Ace Bailey. Have you seen the latest on the Ace Bailey stuff?
I can imagine. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's going
but
from
bad
to worse.
But he didn't want to go there. Like, he said he didn't want to be in Utah. So what is he doing now?
Well, let's hear from Ace Bailey, as it sounds like a holdout is possible in Utah where he did not want to go.
Ace, there was a lot of speculation that built up in your draft process. You know, you seem pretty happy to me to be going to Utah. Well, what do you say to people that maybe just don't believe that?
I mean, I can control what I control, so how they feel. But to my team and me, me focusing on the basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happens.
What? All right, well, how about this? Ready? Yeah. That, you know what that sounds like? Word salad, because he doesn't want to say he's not showing
is
up.
That's the new coin phrase,
yes.
Word salad.
Are you ready for this? Ace Bailey. So they had another first-round pick, okay? And they were supposed to fly together to Utah.
He didn't make the trip.
He didn't make that trip, okay? If he doesn't show up, Bailey could be holding out from the team. Let's hear Brian Windhorst this morning, ESPN, on the Bailey situation. It certainly sounds like we could be having a draft pick holdout out in Utah of a guy that a lot of people wanted here in Philadelphia.
If he doesn't want to be there and he doesn't show up and this starts to get ugly, do you see the Jazz ultimately giving in?
I do not. I do not think any team in this situation would give in. They have the ultimate position, and I do not see Danny Ainge giving in. And here's the bottom line. Utah Jazz play in Salt Lake City, and I say this as somebody who lives in the middle of the country. They cannot worry about whether a player wants to be in Salt Lake City or whether he loves to fit on their roster. They have to draft and develop the most talented players they can. That is why they took him, despite him not working out, and they will absolutely not budge on this. And eventually, Ace Bailey is going to be a Utah Jazz. We'll just see how long it takes for him and his representation to figure that out.
So there was another report yesterday that he apparently told, you know, one of the teams drafted in the top five, do not pick me, otherwise I won't show up. Now, I don't know if that was Utah. I don't know if it was the Sixers. I don't know what it was. But could you imagine if this was here? I mean, we know he didn't want to be here. But I mean, it was pretty clear he didn't want to be a Sixer. Could you imagine the reaction in this city if this kid came here and then refused to show up?
Oh, no, they would have hated him.
It'd be a disaster.
No question about it. I'm curious now, Joe. I'm not as mad at him as everybody else is, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, you're a real Ace Valley guy. You became one. You and Ellie.
No, because I... Like, he obviously has an agenda.
Clearly.
He has something that he feels strongly about how this is going to play out or where he wants to be. I want to see what that is. I'm not ready to condemn him. Now, the way that he's went about it is unorthodox. No question about that. But we don't. I wonder how he feels. I wonder how this is going to end for him. Because the bottom line is this. He wants to go somewhere where he can be a star so he can get the rookie max, right? He wants to get that $200 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, now if you make rookie of the year, all pro teams, you have a higher scale of salary. Like,
yes.
Awards lead to more money.
Yes. So I want to see where he, number one, where he wants to go, because he seems like he's going to be a whole problem.
Yes.
He got money in the bank, but he's chilling. And I want to see how the future, but this is the long game. This is not, you know, we're looking at it in the short term. He's obviously getting bad advice, or he's crazy like a fox.
He might be either, you know, whatever becomes his career is his own thing. I just am so glad the Sixers avoided this. This was a train wreck waiting to happen.
But aren't you curious to see how this is going to play out?
Yeah, I watch it from afar, but not here.
Well, but yeah, that part.
Yeah.
That part.
We're changing the culture here. You wanted another weenie. You wanted to change the culture.
I don't want the weenie. That just sounded bad. But you know what I mean.
What did you just do?
I would have rolled him until he told me no. I don't want a weenie, but I'm want to see what's going to happen.
I figured out why.
Lather Vaseline on me.
You're not curious.
Of course, I'm curious
to see how this goes. Not here.
Yeah, not here. Because
not
I
here.
Want winners, and he's a loser.
Sounds like you're still curious about the weenie.
I
don't want the weenie.
It's a problem. You know, I figured out why you've become an Ace Bailey guy.
I'm not an Ace Bailey
guy. You are, because you're kindred spirits. You said
what you mean? I'm difficult?
Well, no, yeah, but a few minutes ago.
I am not difficult.
A few minutes ago, what did you say? He has an agenda. Who
I have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a difficult agenda.
Well,
I just want to be childish and eat gummies. That's it.
Yeah, that is your agenda.
And talk to the people.
You're doing a great job.
Exactly.
I mean, you're nailing
that's
that one.
I'm in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, you really are.
So, I mean, I wake up every morning and I enjoy immensely what I do.
So I know you're not buying in. I do believe the Sixers have shown us they're trying to change their culture. Yeah. And I think it's going to work.
I think they are, Joe, but I don't think that with the way that this team is hamstrung by the contracts that they have, that you're going to get what you want, because you have Joel Embiid is still here, and he still commands, even though he's probably not healthy, a certain amount of respect that even the young guys are going to have. You know, they're going to have to defer to him.
And listen,
that's all.
Rome wasn't built in a day. I'm trying to run the clock out on the Georges and Embiids, and I'm trying to turn this thing over to guys that have the right head on their shoulders. And I thought that pick last night, there was another winning player in college basketball, shows they're not going just the upside guy. They're not going just the ceiling guy. They're going for the right culture fits, which they haven't had here in a long time. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines. The Sixers' reaction to the Ace Bailey stuff is wild. I mean, it sounds like he's not going to show up in Utah. We'll see where that goes. I'm just glad he's not here. And, of course, the Phillies. I am really – Topper's starting to lose me because I think he's starting to lose that clubhouse. Ken and Cinnamon said, hey, Ken.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
So, first of all, you don't feel bad. Once upon a time, 15 years ago, I realized when I got to work that I didn't have my keys with me, couldn't find them, only to find out that they were still in the front door of my house.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That on was the a, outside, yeah. Because I had to lock the deadbolt and left them dangling there all day. So, fortunately, I lived in a place where I didn't have to worry about anybody. Doing it.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess I'm lucky because my neighbors, you know, they had a group chat talking about, you know, somebody left their keys.
So. Well, now I'll make you both feel better. And I was young, like I was like 20 when I did this. One time I went to the movies and I got out of the movies. I couldn't find my keys.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just in the car. I never turned the car off. The car was running in the parking lot of the movies for 2 hours. It was still there.
And nobody took it. You were blessed.
I was very lucky.
You were blessed with that one.
We all have these moments, Ken. Unfortunately for Hugh, he couldn't rectify it until a caller helped him out here, which is good.
Yeah, no, it was a wrap. They've come and picked my truck up. It's going to get keys now. It's going to get keys. So, I mean, you know, but I appreciate it.
There's worse fate in life, you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You have good neighbors, right? Good neighbors looking out for you, so that means.
Yeah, and I feel bad, though, Ken, because I don't even speak to my neighbors.
Well, you better start. That's got to change.
You speak to one of them.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Against your will.
Well, he speaks to me.
In your house, too, yeah, unfortunately. All right, go ahead, Ken.
So, Ace Daly in the most predictable thing in the history of professional sports in Philadelphia, so big surprise there. Look, first of all, on Rob Thompson, I've been out on Rob Thompson for 3 years. It's because of answers like you get from him after these games all the time. It's par for the course with Rob Thompson to just be like that. And there's a sense of urgency that has been lacking in Rob Thompson for 3 years. And, you know, I do think he's lost the dressing room, but even if he hasn't lost the dressing room, you're not going to win a World Series with this guy. It's just not going to happen. He's probably a good manager over 162 because he is so even keel. But when you've got a month sprint to a pennant hanging over your stadium at the end of the line, you need to have a different mindset of urgency that Rob Thompson has never displayed that he has. But the other thing that if I hear one more caller say that what we need to do is bring Justin Crawford, did the last three games?
What are you gonna do?
Did the last three games not? Did the last three? My head's gonna explode. Did the last three games not show you what the offense looks like when you got a bunch of minor leaguers in the lineup? I mean, a team that cannot hit, and this team is fatally flawed in its construction. You've heard me say that numerous times. But the answer is not to put more minor leaguers who can't hit major league pitching into the lineup. So anybody who's talking about bringing Justin Crawford up right now, is they're not actually watching him play, or they don't know what they're talking about? Because his 365 average or whatever it is the weakest 365 average you are ever going to find. It's a T-ball 365.
It's ground ball singles. I mean, that's what he is right now. Yeah, he doesn't lift the ball.
75 infield hits, and every now and then he'll run into one like he did the other night. You know, so bringing up another Johan Rojas, who's probably not as good defensively as Johan Rojas. The problem is that you already have Otto Kemp that you expect things out of that you're not going to get. You got Buddy Kennedy. Like, The lineup the other night was the closest thing you're going to get to the scheduled loss lineup, to quote Doc Rivers.
Yeah, the bottom half was the Iron Pigs. I mean, it was Kemp and it was Kennedy. It was Marshawn. It was the Iron Pigs the other night.
And I know it's one of 162, so you kind of have to, you know, take it in stride. But as a manager of a major league team, you're not seriously trying to win that baseball game when you put that lineup on the field. And then you hand the ball to your starting pitcher and say, just go out and give us 7 shutout innings. And it's still not enough.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, Ken, they could waste one of the great rotations they've ever had. I mean, they've got 4 guys. Then I know Luzardo had 2 bad ones, so it changes his ERA. But 4 guys who basically, for 95% of the season, have dominated the league. And I heard a stat yesterday during the game. I think it's 40 of the 81 games, they've gone at least 6 innings, 2 or fewer runs. I mean, you should win all those games.
And this wasn't a coincidence. The Astros clearly have a book on how to pitch to this group of Phillies hitters.
Yep.
And they stick to it. And, you know, when Kyle Schwarber is in one of these, and I don't have anything bad to say about Kyle Schwarber, but when Kyle Schwarber is in one of these funks like he's in right now, where he's even struggling to put the ball in play, everybody goes through slumps. It happens, okay. But there is literally nobody else in this lineup that you have to worry about taking you out of the ballpark. Nobody. And when Alec Boehm comes up with the bases loaded and one out in a one-run game, do you have any faith that Alec Boehm is going to drive the baseball anywhere?
Nope, I do. No, that's the reality of who they are. Ken, what do you got for us for a snack we could bring to Broads' Puck It Up party tonight?
So this is, you've probably never had this before, but I got to tell you, if you try it, you'll be addicted. It's fried pepperoni. So it's slight, thin pepperoni, deep fried, and then you sprinkle some grated Parmesan cheese on it, and it's like, it's Parmesan chips, basically. It is unbelievable. You will not be able to stop eating them. I can't tell you what's going to happen next morning when you have to go into the restroom.
It might be a little rough.
I feel like you're going to take some precious years off of Hugh's life.
Yeah, but it sounds. I think it would be popular at the party. Dan, good call.
Everybody eat all that pepperoni. It's too spicy, man.
You'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Too spicy.
Yeah, I don't like it. Excuse me. I don't like that.
He mentioned the Schwarber thing with the home runs. You know, they have one player that's on pace for more than 20 home runs. It's him, who's ready at 24. They don't have a single other player at double-digit home runs. All right, one thing I want to address, because he's obviously very annoyed at the bring up Justin Crawford crowd. I wouldn't be upset if they brought him up. I also don't think he's a savior. I mean, like,
no, he's not.
He's not a savior kind of player. Also, they don't hit home runs. He literally has zero power. He's not going to help in that department. It's just, can he provide some sort of spark?
He's not meant to be a savior.
No.
It's meant to send a message.
And so DFA Kepler, bring him up?
Yes.
I would do it today.
Because this is like what I like to call prison rules. This is like when somebody tries to take your Jell-O. You know, this is like when somebody tries to take your Jell-O.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go ahead and swing on that cat.
So Kepler tried to take the Jell-O from Topper?
He took the Jell-O.
I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of the sizes for people in prison.
So now you got to get the locker room.
Way to power right through that.
Yeah, yeah, I just
I tried to throw you off, didn't work.
No, but you have to take your power back. You have to do something drastic. This is almost equivalent. Do you remember when Andy Reid was here and George Hageman left?
Yep.
When he lost his starting job, he left.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy, he came back after he thought about it, and Andy made him push the sled and then cut him.
Yeah.
Same thing. Because I can tell you this, after Andy did that, everybody was like, well, damn.
Better listen to that guy.
I can't tell you what we said, but it was like, he ain't playing. He ain't playing. You have to do something drastic.
So I think with this, I feel like Topper's losing the clubhouse a little bit here, and we need to put it either fix this or we got some problems here. The GM, Dombrowski could have his back. Dombrowski signed Kepler, right? Dombrowski ultimately has to make the decision if they're going to move off of Kepler. He could take the L on this one. Like, hey, let's move on. Let's bring Crawford up. And then it removes a guy from the clubhouse.
I mean, it sends a message.
Yes, it clearly would.
It sends a message because, like I said, when I'm riding in and you told me this story, I was like, ooh.
It's a bad quote.
That's a bad look.
They told me I'd play every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
And to be honest, you started the season.
And to be fair, he's also played, I think he started 60 of 81 games. It's not like he's played 20. He's played most of the time.
You started the season, and you kind of stunk.
He stinks. I mean, I'd move off him today. Chris
like
in Middletown.
I like stink, but I was there.
He stinks. And he just saying.
And I don't like using that.
Chris Kepler stinks. What's up, Chris?
Happy Puck It Up Friday, man.
Yeah, we're pucking it up.
Puck it up.
Puck it up a lot around here.
Puck it up.
Go ahead, Chris.
Before we get to senile Douglas, let's talk about these Eagles here, or these Phillies, I'm sorry. So it's very clear that it's all Hugh's fault because it's Rojas. Rojas seems to be the guy that is the trigger. He's the one setting these guys off.
Yeah, they're like, they're playing this guy over me. That's the reaction of that.
Yeah, somebody, he did trigger. It was a trigger warning. Definitely.
Yeah, it was.
So now we're two for two with, you know, Rojas being, you know, a guy that's, you know, he's the fuse that's lighting off the TNT.
That's
so
crazy.
I mean, it's obviously very clear. Topper's lost his team. They're done. I think the only thing that's going to be the final nail in the Topper coffin is going to be when you get Bryce or now one of the elite players come out and say something and go against them. That's going to be the final nail. But it's lining up for that. And speaking of Bryce, does anybody know where Waldo is right now? Like, does he know we're playing baseball right now?
He's getting ready.
Well, he took, you know, I felt justified yesterday. Remember during leading off, we talked about Bryce taking all those swings, and I said it felt like a lot of swings in the cage. On the broadcast yesterday, Stocker said the same thing, because Chris, apparently he took 75 swings in the cage yesterday. I'm like, that feels like a lot. If we could take 75, let's get back to the games here.
Yeah, I only need about 10 or 15 for a baseball game. So, I don't know. Bryce, we are playing baseball right now, and this isn't spring training. These games matter. So, and if you haven't noticed, Bryce, we can't seem to score any runs, so kind of need you here, guys.
Help!
So we need him to come back. Hugh, what? Bro, I can't even go away on vacation without you being lost. Like, what is going on? You are like the epitome of senile Douglas here. Like, you're going off the cliff. Like, I feel like we need to start getting you somebody to drive you and, like, you around.
My daughter's driving me today.
He did have a driver today.
She's coming to pick me up.
By necessity, because Pop over here misplaced his keys in the mailbox.
Yeah, I left him in the mailbox.
The community mailbox.
You remember when you played football? You know how, like, once you hit that wall comes quick and it's a cliff? Like, in life, the same thing happens. Like, you may want to, like, spend a weekend to get your affairs in order and stuff, because while you still have your sanity left,
I'll go to the upper room. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't say it's happening yet. And Chris, good phone call. Good to hear from you. We just.
It ain't too much. I don't have a retort. I mean, I deserve that. Yeah, I hate. You know what the worst was? I knew this was coming as soon as I woke up. I couldn't find my keys, and I had to call y'all. Because
the fact
you
had to tell us. Yeah.
And what? Who was it? You? Oh, no. I was like, that old fake ass. Oh, no. I already know what that is. And I knew it was like, Pop Douglas. He's losing it. I just knew because you and Kyle in there laughing and giggling.
So we're in your head?
Of course.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll keep taking your phone calls after we talk to Scott Fransky coming up on what the Phillies should do with Max Kepler. Is this a Rob Thompson issue? And the Sixers, now that the draft is finished. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.